Monday morning is when we talk new music, and it's not just the music you're going to hear on Breakfast, but the music you're going to hear right across 2SER. Now, Andrew Cadore still away, but we've actually got someone brand new sitting in the hot seat. It is Steph Leong, who people well know here from both Duna Days and filling in for me last Monday. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, and it's great to be in the music director seat. I am so excited to bring you some of the new tunes that we're playing this week.
It is great to have you here. What do you want to kick off with?
So we're going to kick off with Delvin Lamar Organ Trio. They're a new group based out of Seattle in the US, and their debut album, Close But No Cigar, just came out on Friday. And after years of playing in bands that, you know, inevitably fell apart, as bands do, it was actually the wife and manager of keyboard player Delvin Lamar that founded this trio. And there's a deep soul backbone here, mixed with jazz, rhythm and blues, rock. It's a classic sound, but brought to life by an explosion of creative energy and chemistry between some really experienced musicians. So let's take a listen now to a track of it. It's called Between the Mayo and the Mustard.
Okay, that is absolutely delightful.
It's real, like, head-bopping
music. How can you
music?
Not have fun with that? That is so good. Sorry, what was the band name again?
It's Delvin Lamar Organ Trio.
I absolutely even love that. That's perfect.
And moving on from soul, we're going to take a dive into some funk with Starchild and The New Romantic. It's the solo moniker. Yes, it is a mouthful, but it's a solo moniker of Brendan Cook. He's a young guy out of New York, and this is his debut record. These songs are built on slick 70s and 80s inspired funk, but mixed with contemporary R&B, some psychedelic synths, and of course some smooth, smooth, velvety vocals. Think of artists like Blood Orange, Solange, yeah, who actually frequently hire him to transform their live shows, like bring that together.
And now he's having a crack at it.
Yeah,
solo.
His solo work. So he's put out an album. It's called Language. And let's take a listen to Hands Off.
You can definitely hear those influences you mentioned earlier. That's actually quite lovely as well.
100%. It's upbeat, sunny, and I think just perfect for a Monday morning. And speaking of upbeat, let's head down to Geelong with...
No one has ever said that ever. No one has ever said, let's get more upbeat by heading to Geelong.
But here I am. So we've got this band called Vintage Crop, and they've putting out a full-length album called New Age. These tracks are short, gritty garage rock. And, you know, they talk about everything from alien misadventures to missing garden gnomes. If you like the likes of Eddie Current, Suppression Ring, yeah, and Uranium Club, you know, these guys are definitely for you. And fun fact here, they recorded the album in an 8-hour session in their studio. So these guys clearly did not mess around.
Is there a Geelong sound, do we think?
Well, we're about to find out.
We're about to find out. All right. Hit me with the name again.
This is Vintage Crop from their album New Age. We're going to take a listen to a track called Gerald Part 1.
All right, Steph, thank you very much. And I look forward to doing this again with you next Monday.
Catch you then. Walking down.